The ECOWAS court ruled that the government's actions during the protest, especially the disproportionate use of force, breached several articles of the African Charter on Human and People's Rights. The presiding judge ordered the government to pay 2 million naira to the applicants who filed the suit against the government. The applicants, Obianuju Catherine Ude, known as DJ Switch, Perpetual Kamsi, and Dabira Olua Adeinka, alleged that several violations occurred during the October 2020 peaceful protest in Lagos, including the use of live rounds on protesters by security forces. DJ Switch, who is the first applicant, alleged that protesters were shot by soldiers, resulting in deaths and injuries, which she live-streamed. The government, however, denies these claims. But the ECOWAS court charged Nigeria's government to abide by its obligations and investigate and prosecute those responsible for the human rights violations. The government is expected to report back to the court on measures taken to implement its judgment within the next 6 months. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.